Is there a drop-dead date for the negotiations for the regular officials and the possibility they would work this weekend?
I think it's Thursday. What usually happens, they're scheduling the replacement officials right now, but what usually happens is the officials will travel on Saturday morning, some on the Friday night. So I think about noon Thursday is the drop-dead date for this weekend.
I'm finding that the players and coaches are being politically correct. They're saying they're saying all the right things, but privately, there has to be concerns from the coaches and the players as far as safety goes.
You know, I get mixed on that one. It's really funny because some of the coaches and the head coaches who are defensive coaches, they kind of like it. They're almost hoping to go without it because they think it'll be more no holds barred. In other words, they'll get away with more things. You know, players, they're concerned. Defensive linemen are concerned about chop blocks and leg whips and stuff like that. They did say all the right things, especially the coaches, I think, over the weekend, because I think the word got out that if you say the right things, maybe it'll get the two sides together.
Now, you bring up an interesting point that some of these defensive and offensive-minded coaches are probably saying, we can sneak this by. They're not going to call holding. They may not call this type of block. That, you know, that we'll get away with a little bit more. Because these officials probably don't want to come out and be demonstrative, you know, in the first couple of games, do they?
No, in fact, the instructions even this past weekend, and I think they will continue, is let the guys play. Now, I had a league official last night, you know, somebody in the league office, tell me that there is a concern because we know, it is almost a direct quote, we know what our players are capable of if there are no rules. So, there's a lot of things that could happen. That's why I think an agreement is a good idea.
And is it still salaries that the officials, they want 50 to 75% increase?
Yeah, it's still all about salaries. I thought one of the interesting things I found out this week is I asked Tom Condon, who represents the referees, I said, listen, did they ever say if you want these type of salaries, your guys have to be full-time? And Tom said, no, I proposed that because we got a lot of young officials. I proposed that, and they said, no, that's not workable in our system. So it was the league that rejected the idea of full-time officials if Condon is accurate.
All right, give me your best guess. Will we see the regular officials this weekend?
I say no, but, you know, I'm associations. I say no.
All right, I want to move on.
They got over $1 million into these replacement refs. They guaranteed them $1 million worth of salaries. So I imagine they'll try and get their money's worth out of them.
Well, you know, what's this do for their future? Because eventually the regular officials, I would imagine, would come back. And what does that mean as far as these guys ever getting a chance at the NFL?
Well, you have an association. I think it would be tough for them to do that. The one thing that's interesting, the league is not releasing information on these guys, the replacement officials, like they do with the normal officials. In other words, where they work, what they do, where do they officiate? You know, and my understanding is that these are not the top echelon Division I guys for the most part. And I think that's, you know, they say there's other reasons why they won't release the information. They don't want them harassed. But maybe they are covering up that these guys are not the top guys.